This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Representative Peter Battaglia, Republican of Presque Isle. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Beautiful day in northern Michigan.
It certainly is. Are you in northern Michigan today?
You know, I am down here in Lansing, but I've been in contact with my folks up there, and they keep teasing me about I should be back up north steelhead fishing instead of down here doing the state's business. But this is what we do.
I was going to say, because when I talked to you for a little bit early, you know, around noon or a little before, you were here, and I thought, man, did you get out of here that fast? you just like to.
My heart and soul is in the north.
Yes, it is. And that is actually exactly what we wanted to talk to you about. We heard a week ago that the Department of Natural Resources was going to close 23 campgrounds, several of them. Is it 15 of them or so? Am I right? We're up in the Upper Peninsula?
That's correct, but there are still, my district's in the Lower Peninsula. I have actually 7 in my immediate district.
Oh, boy.
In the 106th district. But, yes, 23 altogether.
23 altogether. And they were quick to tell us these are not state parks, and so that clarification needs to be made. These are more kind of primitive campgrounds, I guess you would say. Is that the proper term?
That's correct. They're day-use parks or primitive campsites. They could be, some of them are nothing more than a couple of trash containers and a couple of fire rings. So some of them are more primitive than others.
Well, and I'm not a huge camping girl. My family camped when I was little, and I have done it. I have done it a lot of times in my adult life. And I do enjoy the outdoors and where these campgrounds are. But you and some other legislators have come up with what sounds like a pretty good idea to try to keep these open. And it's about transferring the ownership of these 23 campgrounds to local municipalities or friend groups.
Absolutely right. We have formed a Northern Michigan Coalition of Legislators in January because so many of our concerns are of the same, and it gives us more of a collective voice. So us group got together, and once we found out that the DNR was eliminating funding for the surplus property, and that's the way that they state it, we thought, and actually it's a great idea, we thought to get together and first offer it to the local units of government, being the townships, then go to the counties, cities, and villages, and if not, to the friends groups. Because a piece of property in the middle of a community or on the edges of a community can be the heart of that community. So transferring it to them would be a win-win for all of us in Michigan. And I want to comment here that, you know, I applaud the DNR for coming to a decision financially saying that they are not able to take care of these parks in the fashion that they deem necessary to keep them open. So allowing us to transfer them to a local unit of the government, I think it's great. We should applaud the DNR for allowing us to do this, and they are working with us, and we are at the beginning stages of this.
Well, and that was my next question. You led me right into it. The reaction from the DNR is great. Is that what it is? If we can find a way to keep these open and keep them maintained properly, we're all for it?
That's absolutely right. And there's a conversation of either leasing the properties at a very low figure to the local entities or selling the property for a dollar and actually transferring ownership. I lean towards more transferring ownership. When I was a township supervisor in Presque Isle Township, we dealt with the U.S. Coast Guard in leasing a lighthouse in park grounds. And it was very cumbersome for the township. We were strapped with insurance requirements that went way beyond what the township would cover in insurance requirements, and it was very expensive. Plus, not owning the property, it also limits you to the amount of avenues for grant monies. If we transfer ownership to the townships, cities, villages, or friends groups, they can apply for a Michigan Trust Fund grant to help not operate the park, but for park improvement.
And one of the other interesting things, you guys have thought of everything, it seems like, working through this process. You know, we hear local governments, of course, like everywhere, are also struggling for money. But that doesn't mean we couldn't go ahead and make this transfer, and they could just hold off on opening for it a bit, but it wouldn't be abandoned.
Absolutely. Transferring the properties to the government, so the local governments or friends groups, they can inventory the properties and just keep them there at no cost to them until they find a usage that they deem most beneficial to the local entity. So, yes, it should not be a burden to them. And I want to emphasize that this is really at the beginning stages. A letter went out on the 8th, April 8th, to the local townships first that are all affected. And we thought best that they would have first opportunities. And then we'll stretch that out, you know, seeing who may want to step forward in it. And being a past township supervisor, if there was a park in my township and this was offered to me, I would certainly entertain it.
What, and you've mentioned a couple times the phrase friends groups. Who are you referring to when you talk about friends groups?
There are a lot of areas. Even I spent a lot of time on a state park advisory board, and we would encourage friends groups to take over certain aspects of state parks and state forest areas, and they would have they're called friends groups. They would like to improve the area for usage. They would be docents in areas. They would be tour guides, and a lot of times the friends group would want to step forward. That's kind of how they're structured.
Okay, because these days you hear friends group and you're like, oh, we're on Facebook.
No, nothing like that. No, it could be an equestrian group.
It could be
a hunting group. It could be a fossil hunting group. It could be all sorts of things that are friends groups. So I think it's a great thing. Friends groups are great. I applaud them in Northern Michigan.
And these are volunteerism would become a big part of this plan as well, wouldn't it? Because it would be kind of imperative to, you know, you could rather the friends groups that you're talking about could pick a day to go work in the park or clean the park or make some changes.
And actually right now there are limitations on what a friends group can do on state property because of the DNR, the way the DNR is structured. So this could also work hand with a village or township or local units of government working hand in hand with a friends group to move the park forward.
Sure.
So it could be a win-win for everybody.
And another
wonderful thing about bringing it to a local entity is local groups are not as cumbersome as the big state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can make decisions quickly and move things forward on a much faster economical than the state of Michigan can do.
Sure. And of course, there's a pride in ownership as well.
Absolutely.
And you also, of course, Peter, sit on the Natural Resources, Tourism, and Outdoor Recreation Committee, and you'd kind of been working on something along this line weeks ago, but the DNR didn't think at that point they were going to have to close these parks. So you kind of had the thought process had already begun, so you were ready to go pretty quickly when the announcement was made, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Chairman Frank Foster of the committee actually asked me to start considering this matter about 7 weeks ago or so. So it's not something that, you know, we were a little bit shocked that the DNR made the announcement, but we were certainly prepared for a movement forward on this issue.
Okay. Well, Peter, I appreciate your time so much this evening, Representative. It sounds like we're in the middle of taking a walk with you.
We are, actually, and there's some protests going down here in Lansing right now. People expressing and using their democratic process to tell us what they might like us to do in the future. But the issue with the parks are pretty cut and dry, I think.
There you go. Well, hopefully no protest over these. We will follow this along, sir. I appreciate your time this evening in explaining to this. It's an innovative idea.
Thank you
so much. We've been speaking with Representative Peter Pattaglia, Republican of Presque Isle. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.